Good morning, everybody. I'd like to share with you some results for some trials from the last 3 years, but it's actually an experiment that's been conducted since 1999, long-term research trials. This is gives you an idea of what happens when you've had 50 years of intensive tillage. Very low organic matter soils in the surface, but this is a practice that's very common, even right up until this day. One of the things that we're looking at evaluating, particularly from a soil health standpoint, is trying to integrate multiple practices to, one, look at approaches like no-till as a tool for achieving improved soil health and soil quality. But in terms of a conservation agricultural system in general, we see this kind of soil building practices collective together with precision irrigation practices, generating and preserving residues, and controlled traffic farming as being a focus of what we're considering or calling conservation agriculture. Since 1999, we've had long-term trials. This is about a 7-acre field here. And you can see the four principal activities out here. We have two tillage systems: standard tillage, which would be an intensive tillage operations, conventional to what growers might do; conservation tillage, primarily over the years that's been a no-till system. And then both of those tillage systems had either both a cover and no cover crop applied each year. In the last few years, we've switched this up to where we have actually just both summer and winter components to this. And so I'm going to show you the results of our winter crop over the last few years, which was a garbanzo bean crop, and then the summer crop, which was a grain sorghum. And this is just giving you an idea of the type of covers that we've had over the years. Those cover crops have changed. We've experimented with them, but for the last few years, we've had a lot of triticale, rye, and pea cover crop systems, winter systems, and most of these have been rain fed. Now, keep in mind, in the San Joaquin Valley, particularly in this area of the San Joaquin Valley, we only have about 7 inches of annual rainfall, less than 200 millimeters. So we're in a very rain-limited system and a very water-limited system. And so if we think of, if we go out and we actually monitor some of the amounts of residue that we've had over the different years, you can see that a sampling of various dates here. And it might be no surprise that some of these years when we have very, very low rainfall, we just don't have a lot of, even with the cover crop system, we don't have a lot of surface residue covering the surface. However, if we go to both of our no-till systems, whether it's cover crop or not, we actually have very high percentage of surface residues in these systems, leftover crop residues. This gives you a little bit of an idea of the productivity of some of these cover crop systems based on the year that we've planted them and based on pretty much the available rainfall. So in high rainfall years, we get very high quantities of biomass generated, and obviously in low years, little or next to no dry matter accumulation. Some of the work that's been done over the last several years, in 2012, Jeff Mitchell in particular did a really interesting work looking at really thick residues and systems, and looked at evaporation from those systems over the course of the season, and basically came up with an estimate of about 4 inches of water could be saved during the entire season by incorporating a high residue system in terms of what water savings there might be from reduced evaporation with these types of systems. This is a photo of basically managing some of those high residue systems. And you can see here the garbanzo beans are planted into this thick residue system here. Another photo here with drilling in sorghum. And if we look at the sorghum yields relative to the different types of tillage systems, either with or without cover crops, you can see basically that there's there is some appears to be some effect of cover crop in the one system. However, if we look at the tillage systems in particular, we actually found in the garbanzo bean systems that we're actually getting better yields generally with the no-till system. So this is our primary findings. I think the one thing that we're trying to demonstrate to growers in our area who are concerned about yields is that first of all that we can both garbanzos and sorghum are suitable for no-till candidate crops for the San Joaquin Valley, and that high residue stand establishment is feasible. That's one of the big issues that growers have about working with lots of residue. Is stand establishment is very important and relates very closely to productivity. With that, I'm finished. Thank you.